from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Joining us now, he is Bill Ryder. You hear him from 9 to 11 here on 1250 AM The Fan with Ryder Than You on the Infinity Sports Network, also known as the CBS Sports NBA Insider. Bill, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sparky, thank you. Hey, congrats to you and to Milwaukee for some local radio. Let's go. I get to be a part of it.
I appreciate having you on. I've been proclaiming you the Doc Rivers hater. All know what we're in for when I bring you on, and I'm fine with this. I'm accepting of it. And everybody has their questions, obviously, about Doc Rivers. Having said that, without Giannis in this series, how much of a chance do you really give the Bucks to still win this series if they don't get Giannis back?
Yeah, and I don't think they should rush Giannis back. I think it's 40-60 for me. And you're right. I am not a huge – I don't hate that. I'm not a huge Doc believer. I think he gets a lot of credit for what happened in game one, and it's a tough road to navigate. It just is. And you just mentioned Chris Middleton. I mean, we could talk about it. They need help from him. They haven't gotten it. It's not an easy situation for Doc Rivers. But I think for people who haven't paid attention, this Pacers team is surprisingly good, even though they're the sixth seed, right? They were outstanding defensively over the last 20 games. I know Haliburton is banged up. We all know that. But he was an MVP-ish level candidate before he got hurt. When they move the ball like they did in game two, their offense is ridiculously explosive. And we know that Pascal Siakam, and we've seen in the series, is a former champion. The guy's a stud. And he's probably the best player on the floor because Giannis is out. So, and Rick Carlisle is an amazing coach. It's a really, really good Pacers team. Even if Giannis were healthy, I think you'd win, but I think it would be more challenging than the average fan might think with a situation where it is. It's an uphill battle for the Bucks. It really is.
Let's talk about the fact of Damian Lillard being here and not Drew Holiday being here, because there's been a lot of banter back and forth amongst Bucks and Celtics fans about that situation and who really got the better end of this deal. I will say 100 times out of 100 times, I'm taking Damian Lillard over Drew Holiday. I don't care what team we're talking about him being on. Celtics fans are saying, well, he's a much better defender, and, he's a much better leader, yada, yada, yada. And then after this last Celtics game, then all of a sudden I see Celtics fans on Twitter saying, Bucks fans were right, we should have listened to him about Drew Holiday.
It was a bad game. Yeah.
And I started laughing. I was like, man, one game, you're already giving up on the guy that you think is better than Damian Lillard at this point. Your thoughts on how that worked out for the Bucks as far as moving on from Holiday and getting Damian Lillard?
It's a great question. It's a complicated answer. I'm going to give you the nuanced answer, even though we don't do nuance very well. Because I don't think the distance is that. Look, Damian Lillard's a much better player. I think Drew Holiday is grossly underrated for the things that he can do. And in a vacuum, I'm taking Damian Lillard every day of the week. Here's the thing for me, Sparky. It's if you bring in Lillard and you're going to operate under a more than one-year timeline, right, then I think it's a no-brainer. But you just fired Adrian Griffin if you're the Bucks because you have to win now, and I think that changes the equation for me. it takes a while for superstars to learn to play together. Now, my background in history is covering LeBron and the Heat in that, you know, Heat, three-peat, seven-peat, sort of South Beach time. And I covered that team. I lived in Miami for that. And it took Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, who were best friends and really good friends, a year and a half to figure out how to play together. But they knew they had a long timeline. They made the finals year one. Then they won a couple, and they made four finals in a row. I think Lillard's a much better player than Drew Holiday if there's time, but that hasn't been the context that's existed in Milwaukee because the front office decided to fire a coach who had a really good record because they wanted to win now, and they may not win now. Even if Giannis were healthy, it's going to take them time. They aren't best friends. They aren't super close. As I understand it, they really like each other, and they're both exceptionally good guys, so that speeds up the process. But this year was always going to be rough. There's no camp for Doc Rivers, which, to be fair to Doc. So I think that's the thing. The other thing that's worth noting is that, and Lillard, I don't usually talk about guys' personal lives, but Lillard has been pretty upfront and frank about his divorce he has gone through and going through being really difficult and traumatic, and real life stuff matters. And I think that probably makes it harder, and that's legitimate reason, to sort of lock in on this year. So the long answer to your question is I think the Bucks got the much better deal if we're talking a 2 or 3 year timeline. But because the Bucks made these changes to make it seem like it's win now or else, if that was...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
How you're operating, I think it's a lot more marginal of a decision.
What about the idea of, because everybody gets mad at Middleton always being hurt. But if you go back, Giannis was hurt in that series against Miami the year before they won the championship. Then in the championship run, Giannis was hurt as well. Then the following year, Middleton missed games against Boston and they lost. Last year, Giannis misses games against Miami again and they lose. And Giannis is missing games again. You know, people get on Middleton for missing games, but Giannis also has been struggling to stay healthy in a postseason.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, look, Giannis gets a pass, and maybe he should because he's and I'm going to say top three player, and I'm talking Embiid and Jokic, and I think depending on the season and the moment and who's healthy, it could be either guy number one. There's three guys on the face of the earth who are the best three guys playing, and the guy in Milwaukee's one of those guys, and you're going to get a pass, but you're right. And this is the other thing. It's a really good point because whoever wins this year, and that's the situation, that's the deal. Everybody is injured except for Denver and except for Boston. And look, they're the best teams for a reason. They're amazing, but they're also healthy. Everybody has had to deal largely, at least at a contender level or even a playoff level and above, with injuries this year. We have seen it from the Heat and Jimmy Butler. I won't go around the league, but it's Kawhi Leonard. It's everywhere. And this is, and that's another factor for Doc Rivers. Like I don't think Doc is as good as other people do. I'm not sure to what degree it's really easy to evaluate him right now because you're right. No Giannis means no chance. Maybe not in this series, But in general, and if I'm the Bucks, there's zero chance in hell I'm rushing him back in this postseason because of the, we've seen these calf injuries lead to, like Durant a few years ago blew out his Achilles when he came back from a calf injury, and he was out for a while. So it is a catch-22 for the Bucks because they put themselves under pressure by firing Griffin. But here we are. They've got real problems that you can't just rush through.
I just need you to clarify something, Bill Ryder. You said you don't love Doc Rivers as much as others. You mean to tell me there's a pro Doc Rivers guy in the media that I'm not aware of? Who?
Well, it's fun. Well, here's the thing. I'm scarred by this because I've been on this sort of Doc Rivers is grossly overrated train for Sparky for
a long time,
going back to his Clipper years. And by the way, this isn't personal, although Doc was personally awful to me, so I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. This was source based. This was people telling me things that then would play out, and I thought, okay, this is real. And I got crushed by the media because, no offense to my NBA brethren, or maybe it's not, I don't care. There's a lot of conformity in NBA reporting and media spaces. They're just seeing it. There's a group thing and NBA Twitter, and everyone's afraid to look stupid and be embarrassed, and I think it's stupid. I think that is stupid. And yeah, everyone has come around. That is not always, and there's a lot of divisiveness. Former coaches, people that have played for him, media people, some media people like him because he does manage the media really effectively. And let me say this too, because I'm out of Milwaukee, I could be wrong. Doc could be right. It happens. I don't think I am because of the track record, but maybe Doc's the perfect guy, and that'll come to fruition next year. It's certainly possible.
He is Bill Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at SportsRyder, and of course, listen to him right here on 1250 AM The Fan. Ryder than you, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the Infinity Sports Network. I've got one last one that doesn't concern the Bucks or the Pacers. Everybody wants to talk about whether or not they should blow up Golden State. Does that same question apply to the Lakers?
Yeah, I think it's really, that's a good question. So here's the short thing. It depends on LeBron. LeBron really runs that organization. I don't mean that in a pejorative bad way. He does. He has a player option. I don't think he's going to leave, but you never know with LeBron. He's always shocking. If he leaves to go play with Bronny somewhere else, I would absolutely blow it up because they have no options. They have to give D'Lo a big old deal. He's got a player option this year. He's going to want more. If he leaves because of the way the CBA works, the Lakers can't replace him, even though he did not have a point last night. You've got to bring him back. You basically have the team you have now. That's not good enough, but it is an utter disaster if you don't have LeBron. So you blow it up if LeBron leaves, and you limp along if he stays.
He is Bill Ryder. Again, check him out, Ryder than you, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on The Fan. Of course, check out all of his great work over there at CBS Sports, NBA Insider for them. Bill, thanks so much, man. Love listening to you on the air.
Thank you, brother. I'm so happy for you and for Milwaukee, man. I'm glad you guys are doing local. Talk to you later.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Bill Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at SportsRyder. He was very nice about Doc on the air. I'm pretty appreciative. I really thought he was going to go hard since he's on here. I mean, he knows he's on here during the week, and he's got friends and stuff that live in Milwaukee and so forth. And Ryder is from Iowa, you know.
So how you're operating, I think it's a lot more marginal of a decision.
What about the idea of, because everybody gets mad at Middleton always being hurt. But if you go back, Giannis was hurt in that series against Miami the year before they won the championship. Then in the championship run, Giannis was hurt as well. Then the following year, Middleton missed games against Boston and they lost. Last year, Giannis misses games against Miami again and they lose. And Giannis is missing games again. You know, people get on Middleton for missing games, but Giannis also has been struggling to stay healthy in a postseason.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, look, Giannis gets a pass and maybe he shouldn't because he's a, and I'm going to say top three player, and I'm talking Embiid and Jokic, and I think depending on the season and the moment and who's healthy, it could be either guy number one. There's three guys on the face of the earth who are the best three guys playing, and the guy in Milwaukee's one of those guys, and you're going to get a pass, but you're right. And this is the other thing. It's a really good point because whoever wins this year, and that's the situation, that's the deal. Everybody is injured except for Denver and except for Boston. And look, they're the best teams for a reason. They're amazing, but they're also healthy. Everybody has had to deal largely, at least at a contender level or even a playoff level and above, with injuries this year. We have seen it from the Heat and Jimmy Butler. I won't go around the league, but it's Kawhi Leonard. It's everywhere. And this is, and that's another factor for Doc Rivers. Like, I don't think Doc is as good as other people do. I'm not sure to what degree it's really easy to evaluate him right now, because you're right. No Giannis means no chance. Maybe not in this series, but in general, and if I'm the Bucks, there's zero chance in hell I'm rushing him back in this postseason because of the, we've seen these calf injuries lead to, like Durant a few years ago blew out his Achilles when he came back from a calf injury, and he was out for a while. So it is a catch-22 for the Bucks if they put themselves under pressure by firing Griffin. But here we are. They've got real problems that you can't just rush through.
I just need you to clarify something, Bill Ryder. You said you don't love Doc Rivers as much as others. You mean to tell me there's a pro Doc Rivers guy in the media that I'm not aware of? Who?
Well, it's fun. Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm scarred by this because I've been on this sort of Doc Rivers is grossly overrated train for Sparky for
a long time,
going back to his Clipper years. And by the way, this isn't personal, although Doc was personally awful to me, so I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. This was source based. This was people telling me things that then would play out, and I thought, okay, this is real. And I got crushed by the media because, no offense to my NBA brethren, or maybe it's not, I don't care, there's a lot of conformity in NBA reporting and media spaces. There just is. There's a group thing and NBA Twitter, and everyone's afraid to look stupid and be embarrassed, and I think it's stupid. I think that is stupid. And yeah, everyone has come around. That is not always, and there's a lot of divisiveness, former coaches, people that have played for him. Some media people like him because he does manage the media really effectively. And let me say this too, because I'm out of Milwaukee, I could be wrong. Doc could be right. It happens. I don't think I am because of the track record, but maybe Doc's the perfect guy, and that'll come to fruition next year. It's certainly possible.
He is Bill Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at SportsRyder, and of course, listen to him right here on 1250 AM The Fan. Ryder than you. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the Infinity Sports Network. I've got one last one that doesn't concern the Bucks or the Pacers. Everybody wants to talk about whether or not they should blow up Golden State. Does that same question apply to the Lakers?
Yeah, I think it's actually a good question. So here's the short thing. It depends on LeBron. LeBron really runs that organization. I don't mean that in a pejorative bad way. He does. He has a player option. I don't think he's going to leave, but you never know with LeBron. He's always shocking. If he leaves to go play with Bronny somewhere else, I would absolutely blow it up because they have no options. They have to give D'Lo a big old deal. He's got a player option this year. He's going to want more. If he leaves because of the way the CBA works, the Lakers can't replace him. Even though he did not have a point last night, you've got to bring him back. You basically have the team you have now. That's not good enough, but it is an utter disaster if you don't have LeBron. So you blow it up if LeBron leaves, and you limp along if he stays.
He is Bill Ryder. Again, check him out. Ryder the New, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on The Fan. Of course, check out all of his great work over there at CBS Sports, NBA Insider for them. Bill, thanks so much, man. Love listening to you on the air.
Thank you, brother. I'm so happy for you and for Milwaukee, man. I'm glad you guys are doing local. Talk to you later.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Bill Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at SportsRyder. He was very nice about Doc on the air. I'm pretty appreciative. I really thought he was going to go hard since he's on here. I mean, he knows he's on here during the week, and he's got friends and stuff that live in Milwaukee and so forth. And Ryder is from Iowa, you know, so I didn't want to bring up Cooper DeJean. I figured I'd just leave it alone. But yeah, I like Bill. Me and Bill have got along for some time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.